SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Experts say ensuring your child is immunised protects them and benefits everyone around them.
So Services Australia actually can't pay part of the family tax benefit or childcare subsidy if a child has not been properly vaccinated as part of that schedule.
Welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm Maram Smail. Vaccination requirements for children differ from one country to another. In Australia, the federal no jab, no pay and state level no jab, no play policies require children to be fully vaccinated as per the National Immunisation Program to be eligible for family support payments or accessing childcare. While child immunisation policies may vary, the medical rationale remains consistent worldwide. Immunization programs are designed to protect children from severe consequences of infectious diseases. It's estimated that without vaccinations, 1 in 5 children would die during their childhood from a disease that are no longer prevalent in the community. Katie Atwell, Associate Professor at the University of Western Australia, is a policy expert on vaccination policies for children. She explains that the connection between vaccination and disease transmission is why immunization becomes government policy.
A key reason, I think, that it becomes such an important business of government to vaccinate people and that it is so important in communities, and it's why it's such a kind of hot button issue, I think, is because other people's vaccination status affects our susceptibility to the disease. So if you have very high immunisation coverage rates of something like measles, if you have 95% of the population vaccinated against measles or is otherwise immune, then you're actually not going to get measles going into those communities. But any lower than that coverage and measles can then start to spread.
Professor Atwell adds, child vaccination programs also offer protection against severe diseases to those around the children who are vulnerable. This includes newborn babies, immunocompromised adults, and children undergoing cancer treatment. Associate Professor Philip Britton works in child and adolescent health at the University of Sydney. He says Australia's immunisation program is one of the most comprehensive ones, protecting against common childhood infections that used to cause severe disease in the past, or still do in some parts of the world.
Diseases like measles, diphtheria, like tetanus, like whooping cough. So even 20 years ago, there's a virus that causes bad diarrhea in children called rotavirus. We now vaccinate for that in Australia. Equally, something like chickenpox that used to infect effectively all children, some of whom did very badly from that infection. Now we vaccinate against that.
Under the National Immunisation Program, the Department of Health and Aged Care has established a schedule of recommended vaccinations for children and young adults up to 20 years of age, provided free of charge. All vaccines funded by the program are tied to family assistance payments under the federal No Jab, No Pay policy. This means that parents must follow the national immunization schedule for their children to be eligible for the family tax benefit payments and childcare subsidies, which cover 20 to 85% of total childcare costs. Justin Bott, the Community Information Officer with Services Australia, explains.
So Services Australia actually can't pay part of the family tax benefit or childcare subsidy if a child has not been properly vaccinated as part of that schedule. Now, either that means that we can't pay you to start with as you first apply, or if you don't keep up with the schedule, you may find that your payments stop or that support stops as your child hasn't been vaccinated.
There is no need to provide evidence of your child's vaccinations to Services Australia, as they can access this information automatically when you claim a payment. Mr. Bott again.
And the way that we keep a track of that is that you may have noticed that when you apply for the family tax benefit or the childcare subsidy, we actually ask for your child's Medicare details, and we keep a track of the Medicare details through the Australian Immunisation Register to make sure that your child is getting their immunisations at the right stage at the right time so that we can keep the payments going.
The Australian Immunisation Register is a national database that records all vaccines administered in Australia, whether through the National Immunisation Program, school programs, or private vaccination provider. The register is automatically linked to your Medicare and can only be updated by a recognised vaccination provider, such as a general practitioner, GP, or a community health centre. But what if your child received immunisations in another country? Mr. Bott outlines the process.
If you've got the evidence and the documents about that, then all you need to do is take that evidence with you when you go to your health professional, to the person that you would normally get your vaccinations from, and they can then take that information and enter it on the Australian Immunisation Register for you. Now, if you don't have the documentation for, you know, lots of reasons, then you need to speak to that health professional, the person that you would normally get the immunisation from, and they will then give you guidance as where you need to go from there.
If your child's overseas vaccination documentation is in a language other than English, Services Australia can get that translated for you. Immunisation requirements under the No Jab, No Play policies are also in effect in settings of early education, including childcare services and kindergartens. Parents should check what applies in their state or territory of residence, as these policies may vary. Professor Atwell gives an overview of what applies in most cases.
The states that have the No Jab, No Play policies, which include Western Australia, Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia, those four states all have pretty much the same thing, which is you have to show that immunisation history form to enrol, and that form has to show that your child is up to date for their immunisations or is medically exempt or on a catch-up schedule or satisfies various exemption criteria that exist in the different states.
From a medical point of view, there are some cases where a child is not well placed to receive a vaccine. Professor Britton explains.
Two classical reasons are, one, you've had a severe allergic type reaction to a vaccine in the past. Another classical example is some vaccines are made with organisms or viruses in particular where the virus is weakened but not killed. We call those live attenuated vaccines. And people whose immune systems are weakened shouldn't be given live attenuated vaccines because their immune system isn't capable of safely responding to those vaccines.
There is a strict criteria for giving medical exemptions, and only recognized vaccination providers can assist and certify whether a child should abstain from a vaccine. Professor Atwell says parents who are concerned about vaccinating their child or have questions could be looking at evidence-based resources like the Sharing Knowledge About Immunization website operating under Australia's National Centre for Immunization Research and Surveillance.
But of course, nothing beats actually sitting down with a health professional and talking, having that conversation with a GP, or if parents are really highly hesitant and don't think that their GP can answer their questions, then they can also ask to be referred to their state's special immunisation clinic, but you need a referral. So in the first instance, people should be trying to have that conversation with a trusted medical professional.
It is crucial for parents to feel they can ask questions freely without fear of being judged or talked down to when speaking to a health professional about their child's immunisation.
So it's about finding that professional with whom you have a good rapport, that you feel safe to ask questions and to get the answers that reassure you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Zoe Thomedo, and I'm your host, Maram Smail. Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.